Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Time for our weekly conversation with Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. Coming off the bye week, the Jaguars rested, refreshed, and ready for the stretch run. Fred, are you all three of those things?
I am, JP. I'm ready, man. I wish I could get out there and make some magic for him, but I see they just picked up a nice back. I thought that was a good find in Henderson. But the rest, because he's not playing, I think the rest of the team is ready to focus, and hopefully they can get a W.
It would be nice, for sure. The Jaguars have the Ravens this week coming into town, and one of the strong teams in the AFC, the 7-3 record for Baltimore, and their running game is fantastic. It starts with a quarterback, of course. Lamar Jackson leads the way there, Fred. And this defense has had some issues with running-style quarterbacks earlier in the season. How do you contain Lamar Jackson?
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Listen, if they've had issue with the quarterbacks that they've faced thus far up until Lamar, it's going to be trouble. It's going to be trouble because Lamar is such a dynamic. He's an amazing back. I mean, they're going to have to spy guys, but then that leaves the middle of the field vulnerable. I think the one way, though, JP, to contain them without having to change up so much on the back end is you have to be able to get pressure, which you're down for. You have to do a lot of games, a lot of stunts, some straight rushes. You know, you have to push the pocket, and then you have to pray. You know, I think that's the formula, and hopefully they can, you know, create them a nice little pot of gumbo with all of those fixings and find a way to slow Lamar down.
Pray, huh? That's not what you want to see in the scouting report.
Hey, you know what? I remember Shaq Harris used to say something like the other team had to pray when he showed up. So it's okay. Praying is good. It's natural, right?
That's the truth. Fred Taylor with us. Now, on the other side of things, Travis Etienne didn't run especially well in the week before the bye week in Kansas City. Trevor had a pretty decent, efficient day offensively, so that was good to see. But, hey, if they're going to get something done, they're going to probably have to run the football. That's when they've been at their best this season, when they've run the ball. But this Ravens defense is really stout against the run. It's a good veteran group in the front seven for Baltimore.
I guess who they're led by? A former Jaguar in Calais Campbell. Listen, JP, you asked how do you contain Lamar a second ago. You keep him off the field. You find your best way to keep him off the field. How do you do that? You got to run the football. And Travis Etienne is certainly capable. You know, and we know the running game. It doesn't always look sexy each and every week. Some weeks you got to just, you know, get in there and grind it out and find a way. And you mentioned against KC, that wasn't the week. Hopefully this is the bounce back week. Because all as good as the Ravens defense is, they also at times have shown to be undisciplined. They are vulnerable to the big play. And one way to get the running game going is to create some offensive plays in the pass game. If you have some big plays, they're going to have to figure out and change that coverage, hopefully go too high. And then after that, then they're able to call some run plays. But it does start with the run game. It starts with executing the short passes, allowing them to change their coverage and get impatient. And then from there, then you can hit them with the big ball behind. And then if you could create that formula altogether, you should be victorious.
Calais Campbell's in year 15, Fred. How's he playing right now?
He is playing amazing. You know, the question was, he's a big 6'8 guy. You know, can he bend his knees still? When he was let go from Jacksonville, can he bend his knees? And the answer is yes. He's been getting it in ever since he left. And he's a guy who he takes care of his body, you know, and the previous collective bargaining agreement from years ago, they allow for these guys to, if you just take care of yourself, you can play a lot longer. I mean, the game has changed, it's evolved so much. It really comes down to how locked in the player is. And he's certainly a guy who's always been a great leader. We know what he did with the Jaguars when he was in town. Wish he still had a few years left in him before they decided to let him go. But that's neither here nor there. I think the guys up front have to do an amazing job with him up front. They got to find a way to get his hands down, because if he stands up, he can still, he's still swatting down a lot of passes. But just a great person, also a great player.
Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor with us. You know, Trevor Lawrence and a bunch of guys in the locker room this week, actually on Monday and again on Wednesday, we're talking about everything still out in front for this team. From the outside looking in, they're 3-7, Fred, and they're in third place in the division. But as a competitor inside that locker room, I guess you have to think like that, right? If you go on a run here and some things happen and you knock off some teams and all of a sudden the Titans are on the schedule twice, that's what you have to play for, right? And I think from the outside, it might have surprised a lot of people that the Jaguars are still thinking that way. Everything's still in front for this team, as ugly as the record is.
Yeah, I mean, but if you look at the record, is ugly. That's no doubt. It's ugly. And we've all said the entire season, no moral victories. But if you look at the way the games have, the results of the games in which they've lost, they lost by a score. And it was maybe two plays that determined the outcome of those games. I saw an article that said the not-so-lucky Jaguars, but it also had a lot of other teams that have been fortunate to be a lot luckier than the Jaguars have been. The Giants, you know, they're not a great team, but their record shows that they're a good team, right? They're finding a way to win. The ball is bouncing their way. And hopefully in this second half of the season, the ball can bounce the Jaguars' way. Last year was the first 17-game season in the NFL, in the history of the NFL. When you look at that, you had teams at 9-8 making the playoffs. I mean, you had multiple teams from multiple divisions making the playoffs. So I think the Jaguars just have to focus on themselves, just keep churning it out. If they can squeeze out 6 of 7, I think they can find a way, possibly now, to get in that playoff. Who knows? But they have to handle what they can handle, control what they can control, and that's inside that locker room, you know, believing in each other, going out there trying to execute the plays, not worrying about the distractions and the noise from the media. The media has a job to do, and that's to critique, criticize, give credit when credit's due. The team just have to worry about – the guys have to worry about themselves. They can do that. They can find a way to string a few together. Who knows what can happen? But by all means, you know, they don't go out there to play to lose. That's not happening. So they're going to go and compete. We're going to see the end product at the end of the day.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And Fred, we mentioned Trevor there. It would help if he didn't throw the goal line interceptions. That happened a little earlier in the season.
Oh,
it seems,
man,
like he's cleaned that up. You know, I mean, the last couple of weeks he's been pretty efficient holding on to the football, and that's cost the Jags a couple of games earlier in the season.
Right.
But now moving ahead, that's in the rear view. If he handles his business like he did the last couple of weeks, and then they finish a couple more drives and they're right there, what else do you want to see from Trevor Lawrence down the stretch?
You know, JP, you hit a lot of good points there. I want to see all those things, an improvement in all those categories. Obviously, the decision-making is number one. He's shown some good signs. I'm good signs. He's accurate at times. The velocity is there. And he's a good player. He's a young player. He has to continue to grow and get better. We're still waiting on that three-year mark, right, where most of these guys really ascend and show what they're made of. You go back, Look at Peyton's career. I posted something the other day from 98, rookie of the year stats. I think he had 26 touchdowns, 28 interceptions. He's a Hall of Famer now. So the maturation process tends to take some time from the quarterback position. Those guys don't always come in there and just hit it out the park. But I also like to see, too, JP, at this midseason point, hopefully the coaching staff, hopefully they went and took a look at themselves, too, when it comes to decision-making. You know, that fourth down stuff, you got to be careful because you can put yourself in critical, hurtful, harmful situations when football still is to this day. And I will – to this day, what's my boxer name? I can't think of it. I can't think of his name right now. To this day, these coaches, the game of football is still a chess match. You have to put yourself in position and think that this is a four-quarter opportunity and not hurt the players. And hopefully together the players and the coaches can marry up where they're successful at the very end of the day.
Deontay Wilder, is that what you're talking about?
Deontay Wilder. I don't know why I'm thinking about Dante Fowler, because I'm thinking about the Gators. I don't know why. But Deontay Wilder, his famous line is, to this day, baby, football is still a game of chess.
I love it. Fred Taylor with us. Final thought with you here. Chad Muma is going to get some more time at linebacker in place of another rookie in Devin Lloyd, who was a first-round pick. They're going to rotate and most likely see time on the field together at some point. I mean, this is, you know, not ideal for Devin Lloyd, right? It's a first-round pick. He was the starter to begin the season. The last month or so, just the plays deteriorated a little bit. But if you're Devin Lloyd, how do you handle this mentally?
I mean, you got to compete at the end of the day. It always goes back to the root of it all, baby. It's competing. You know, the coaches want to get the best player out there, or at the very least, they want to get the smartest player out there, because that player isn't going to hurt you. And Devin, he's a rookie. He's made rookie mistakes, and he sees things that aren't always there. And that's the trick with the NFL defense. You know, you have to trust that, you know, you're playing within the confines of the game plan, and you really can't go outside of that. Because 10 other guys on defense, they're depending on you to do your job. So if you're undisciplined, it hurts the entire concept. So he has to, you know, just buckle down. He's competitive. He's athletic. The one thing he has to always be 24/7 is discipline, especially when you want to play on a high, you know, performing defense as an NFL player. So hopefully he'll figure that part out. But until then, he got to go out there and contribute the best way he can.
Fred, thanks for the time as always. Glad you're rested and refreshed. Let's get this stretch run going and get a dub against the Ravens today.
I'm rested up just enough to talk a lot of trash after we get this win, baby.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.